All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let us begin. So we are continuing in Misiyas Yesharim. I posted the today's piece on the WhatsApp chat. So we are continuing in Perek Chof Vav. Rosi, just, you know, I don't know that I announced it at the beginning of the Perek. This is the last Perek of Misiyas Yesharim. So we are coming to a close of this particular incredible sefer. So we find ourselves again in the last of the midos, which is the midah of Kiddusha. So remember again, as I mentioned many times before, the way that Misilas Yesharim is set up is it's build up. Meaning again, the order is not haphazard or random, but the midos that the Ramchal has been discussing are midos or our character traits, our attributes that keep building one on top of the other. So in the Ramchal's model, you see that Kiddusha, right? Holiness is the culmination of everything that comes before it. A person has to go ahead and work on all of the other midos. And then ultimately, again, they come to a sense of Kiddusha. So the Ramchal introduced the concept of Kiddusha by pointing out that there are really two components to it. There's a person's avoda, one's effort, and then there's what we'll call siyata dishmayo, or what he called matana. As I will say, in the pursuit of Kiddusha, I have to do my part. But the problem that Ramchal said is, if you want to understand what true Kiddusha is, true Kiddusha is a focus on the spiritual to a certain degree to the exclusion of the physical or material. The challenge, of course, with that is that we are physical, material beings. So to exclude the physical or material from our lives is virtually impossible. People are able to accomplish that to varying degrees. But at the end of the day, the exclusive accomplishment of that is pretty much impossible. Therefore, I do my part in creating a life of Kiddusha, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me along the rest of the way. That's really the idea that we pick up with today. So we're on page Reish Samech, and we're on the third line down. Ki ma sheyuchal ha'adam la'asos, hu ha'ishtadlos ha'rishona, beredifas ha'yediyah ha'amites, v'hasmadas ha'askala b'kiddusha ha'samaisa. So I'm going to say, my avoda, my ishtadlos, is I know that I want a life of Kiddusha. I know that I want a life of holiness. Therefore, again, I go ahead and I begin the process, right? I begin the process by running after the mindset. I run after the process by ultimately, again, cementing my understanding of what Kiddusha is. I run after the process by sanctifying my actions. Achasofu, Shehakadosh Baruch Hu yadrichehu baderech hazeh. But I will say, at the end of the day, as we mentioned before, I put in my efforts, but then it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu who goes ahead and helps me along the way. Shuchafetz lalechaz ba, v'yashra alav kiddusha savikat shehum. I will say, so what I do is I begin the process by highlighting or by showing both through cognition and through deed that I want Kiddusha. That's what it is. I want Kiddusha. But I will say, as we mentioned before, Kiddusha is complex. Kiddusha is difficult. Kiddusha can be challenging. So once I go ahead and I do my part, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu then comes along and helps me along that way. As Yitzlach biyado zeh hadavar, sheyuchal liyos bedveikus hazeimo yisparach bisimidos. So we'll say, so just, by the way, amazingly enough, you know, that's this week's parasha, right? The parasha is this week, acharim hos kedoshim. And even think for a moment about the pasuk. Kedoshim tiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem elokeichem. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, does be kadosh, for I, Hashem, your God, am holy, which is what Ramchal is saying, be kadosh. And again, there are so many definitions as to what that Kiddusha means. But why? Because I God am holy. What does that have to do with my holiness and God's holiness? Well, Ramchal is explaining it very beautifully. Kadosh Baruch Hu is telling us, be holy. Now, lest you say to yourself, impossible, impossible. How could I, a mere mortal, right? Basar v'dam, flesh and blood. How can I achieve a level of Kiddusha? So remember again, so the answer is Kiddushin tiyu. Do your part to be holy. Ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. And I will help you along the rest of the way. Why? Because I, God, am the embodiment of holiness. So I recognize there's only so much you could do on your own, only so much you could affect on your own. You start the process, I will help you along the rest of the way. He goes on, Kimashe teva monea mimenu, Yazrei yisparach v'siyu yitiel. This is incredible because what literally translated, what my nature prevents me from accomplishing, which I will say again, goes with the idea that in the Ramchal's model, true kiddusha almost requires a removal of oneself from the material and a hyper focus on the spiritual. The problem is, I'm a material physical being. So therefore, to go ahead and live that type of life is impossible. It's impossible. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, whatever your nature, your inherent physical nature prevents you from doing, I'll help you. Kinyan Shinemar, Lo Yimna Tov Laholchim Betamim, Alkin Amru B'mayma Shezacharti, Adam Mekadesh Atzmo Ma'atzmo. So that's why the Gemara says, if a person just sanctifies himself a little bit, Shumashi Yuchal Ha'adam Liknos Bishtadluso, meaning that a person does what he can within his power to go ahead and acquire Kiddusha, Mekadshim Oso Harbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will sanctify such an individual greatly. Shehu Ha'izer, we'll say, if you think about that, it is such a beautiful statement. Adam mekadesh atzmo ma'at, a person sanctifies himself a little bit, mekadshim oso harbe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu sanctifies him a lot. So we'll say, see this yisod. All I'm asked to do is try. All I'm asked to do is put in some effort, and there's a recognition from the beginning, I can't affect this process of Kiddusha on my own, but do something, do your part in some way to advance the cause of Kiddusha. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I will help you along. He goes on, V'hine, Ha'ish ha-miskadesh b'kiddushas boro. This is actually a very beautiful section now. He says, so a person who achieves a level of sanctity, so a person who's able to tap in to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sanctity. Remember again, this is the Kiddoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. So a person is able to tap into his personal holiness and tap into the Kiddusha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Afilo Maisav HaGashmiyim Chozrim Lihios Inyane Kiddusha Mamish. So we'll say something amazing happens. And it's a little bit of a strange progression. So on one hand, what did we say before? What's Kiddusha, right? What's real Kiddusha? Kiddusha is, at the end of the day, Shia Adam Nivda V'netak Min HaChomrios L'gamri. That was the definition that Ramchal gave. Kiddusha is that a person is detached and removed from the material altogether. Person just doesn't focus on the material at all. Person puts his focus, ultimately, again, on the spiritual. That's true Kiddusha. So Ramchal says, but yet again, we saw that that's really impossible. It's really impossible. So that's why, again, we come to this interesting balance where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, okay, do something. Do something to make spirituality the focus of your life. I understand you can't divorce yourself from the material. I understand. But do something to show that the spiritual is the ikkar of your life. Do that part, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and I will help you along the rest of the way. Once I do that, something amazing happens. So we'll say, so once I do that, so in other words, once I do my part to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that my focus is the spiritual, it turns out that even my material pursuits are endowed with holiness. So we'll see here, this it sounds totally counterintuitive. Ramchal, you told me before that in order to have Kiddusha, the ideal is Nivdal v'ne'etak l'gamri min achomrius. Detach yourself from materialism altogether, from everything material. That impossible. So then you said, okay, do your part. Do something to show that spirituality is the ikkar, is the primary part of your life. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help you along the rest of the way. Okay, and once I do that, what happens? Even my material pursuits are endowed with holiness. Incredible. He goes, let's just finish this line. V'simanach, v'simanach, achilas kachim, shi atzma mitzvas aseh. And I will say the proof to that is, there is an example of, let's say, eating, which is a mitzvah. What's an example of eating, which is a mitzvah? The consumption of karbanos. Now, Rabbi Yossi, if you think about that for just a moment, that would seem to be counterintuitive. Why? Because Rav Chalsa, you just told me before that halacha lemaisa, the goal, the essence of kedusha, is to be nivdal v'ne'etak legami min achomrius, detach yourself from anything material. And now you're telling me that there's a concept of eating, which is holiness. Which is holy, excuse me. Well, eating is a material, physical act. So how could there be holiness in it? So rather, you see from here what Rabbi say. You see from here that once a person goes down the road of Kiddusha and does what he can to make spirituality and holiness the primary part of his life, when I do something in my life to show that my Ruchnius is the most important thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps me along that way. And that help manifests itself in the ability to transform the material into something holy as well. And that's, for example, the consumption of karbanos. Consumption of karbanos is a paradigmatic example that even something as mundane as eating, and I will say eating is perhaps one of the most mundane things. Why? Because again, it's not even uniquely human, right? Animals eat also, yet something which ultimately, again, even animals do, man has the ability to transform into a holy endeavor once he begins this synergistic partnership of the creation of holiness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, Amro Zichron Levracha, Kohanim Ochlim Ubailim Miskaprim. Shavuot say ultimately, again, to take it a step further, you see that when it comes to the consumption of karbanos, not only is the consumption of a karban a mitzvah, but what? But the consumption of the karban itself, Rabbi say, is also dramatically amazing because kohanim eat, and yet what? And yet the owners are receive kapara. So Rabbi say, I bring a karban, I'm a Yisrael, the kohen offers up my karban, and through his offering up, through his consumption, I achieve atonement. So you see that not only could eating be transformed into something holy, but it could even be transformed into something spiritually cathartic. So I will say this is the power of Kiddusha, that when a person lives a life of Kiddusha, there is the ability to transform even the mundane into something sacred and holy. We'll have to stop over here, but we'll pick up Emir Hashem with this theme tomorrow. Shkach Basay.